Hello and welcome to the Empowered Hormone Podcast, where we pull apart all those taboo topics, periods, parasites, poos, hormones and more. Let's question everything you've been taught about your body. I'm your host, Sheridan Decker, a gin-loving gut health nerd, passionate about debunking myths on birth control, period pain and IBS. If you struggle with bloating or your period is less than pretty, then join me as we chat about everything relating to gut and hormone health. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Empowered Hormones Podcast. I'm your host, Sheridan Decker, and I'm so excited to have you here today to chat about antioxidant-rich foods. So get my mouth around that one. So this is episode 152, which feels like we're starting to wrap up a few episodes now, which is nice. So today we're talking about antioxidants. Now, it may not be something that you're super familiar with, or you may be questioning why we're talking about antioxidants. Now, I feel like when we hear of antioxidants, a lot of people immediately think of dark chocolate and red wine. But there is so much more to the antioxidant picture, and as to why we want to discuss it today and how antioxidants can really help improve your gut health and also your gut healing overall. Now, the process of oxidization, which is essentially, we're talking antioxidants, so oxidization. I feel like I'm not going to get my mouth around that today. It's when the human body produces unstable chemicals called free radicals, which damage cell membranes and other structures. Now, free radicals are what have been linked to a variety of different diseases, including heart disease and certain cancers. Now, antioxidants, so the opposite of these free radicals, these are compounds in food that scavenge and neutralize the free radicals. So evidence suggests that antioxidant supplements do not work as well as the naturally occurring antioxidants in foods such as fruits and vegetables. Now, we do know that dietary antioxidants play a vital role in maintaining human health. And today we're going to chat about how these antioxidants can actually help increase healthy bacteria species in your gut microbiome to improve overall health. So the human GI tract, which is obviously what I'm a massive fan of because of my life, is gut health, and it's helping women overcome bloating, constipation, and digestive concerns to feel a lot better. And this always starts whenever I chat to someone before they join the Root Cause program. I'm like, okay, you do have this whole range of symptoms, whether it's hormonal stuff, energy stuff, there's a range of different things going on with your health right now. But at the bottom of your health, in this health pyramid I always chat about, in this health pyramid, the most important thing is your gut health. It is at the bottom of this pyramid. So we want to improve your gut health before we can work on your thyroid health, your adrenal health, your sexual health, your skin health, all those further up things. If we don't have your gut health nailed first and foremost, that is our priority. So the GI tract, so that's essentially talking, let's just keep it to your large and small intestines, but we're kind of talking from your mouth all the way down your stomach, your small intestine, large intestine, and then things excrete out of your body. This harbors a range of different microbiome species, and these help regulate various processes in the body which maintain the homeostasis of that gut barrier. So they maintain a healthy gut lining, they help stimulate or support the immune system, and then there's also neurological health benefits from that gut-brain axis. Furthermore, the gut microbiome has also been found to aid in the uptake of nutrients from food in the large intestine. So we want to be able to absorb all those key nutrients out of our food so that you can actually feel good long term. So dietary changes may lead to significant changes in the gut microbiome population. For example, if you eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, you're going to have a vastly different bacteria species and a vastly different microbiome to someone who eats a primarily carnivore or ketogenic style diet, because you're feeding the bacteria different things. One is living more off fats and one is living more off prebiotics, which are then going to enhance different species. Now, let's step back to antioxidants. So antioxidants get a lot of overhyped claims, especially from people who sell them. And this is probably how I hear about it most in media or on social media, is that anti-aging or fighting cancer properties. But nothing can completely remove your risk of getting cancer, and nothing can completely prevent you from aging. But there are definitely benefits from antioxidants. It doesn't mean that they're useless, and it does definitely help benefit your overall health. So one of the key benefits of antioxidants is gut health. So they work on that lining of the gut. They protect the cells lining the gut by controlling inflammation. They do this by supporting the growth of healthy bacteria. We know that certain bacterial species are inflammatory and certain species are pro-inflammatory. So we know that some are pro-inflammatory, some are anti-inflammatory. So they help maintain those cell walls that should sit shoulder to shoulder in the gut lining. So if you Google leaky gut, you'll see cells that sit next to each other that all just look a bit angry, create these channels between them where things can go into the bloodstream, and that's where we have an immune response, and that's where we get autoimmune conditions. So the antioxidants that are protecting, so they're helping protect that gut lining. These cells, like I said, that line the gut, these epithelial cells, they have to let the good stuff, like the nutrients, into your bloodstream. They keep out everything that doesn't belong. So whether it's just undigested food or whether it's things like parasites and sort of actively nasty bacteria. Now, how do the antioxidants work here? Well, we know there's evidence surrounding the fact that these antioxidants help protect the cells lining the gut in ways that might be especially important for people for inflammatory gut conditions. So something like a really inflammatory bacterial overgrowth, these antioxidants are going to help fight that. And the research I was looking at, actually, and I'll link the article in because I'm going to pull it up in front of me, but it'd be really cool for you guys to actually get a visual of that, that the research is showing that certain antioxidants improve certain beneficial bacteria, but they actually also fight those inflammatory ones, like say H. pylori bacteria, and things like Clostridium. So if you've ever run a GI map, so if you've been inside the root cause program and you've worked with me, you would have run a 3-day stool sample. So you collect your poo over 3 days, you send it off to the lab, and then we get the results in and we start to analyze, okay, what's going on in the gut? Why is there so much good bacteria? Why is there so much inflammatory bacteria? And how can we actually support that balance? Do we need to treat certain bacterial species so that we can remove inflammation in the gut and get on top of your bloating, constipation, and loose stools? Now, antioxidants are going to help with this balance, okay? Because the research is showing that they're not only improving species. So something like, let's say PHGG, something I use really commonly in clinic, very easy to digest prebiotic powder, that is going to help enhance good bacteria species, but it's not in itself going to fight inflammatory bacteria. Antioxidants, on the other hand, have that double effect. They will help enhance species, but they will also help fight those inflammatory species as well. Some antioxidants of antioxidants are called polyphenols, which might be something you've heard of. So these polyphenols are usually very color-rich foods like blueberries, and they can help these bacteria grow. So if I pull up this review, let me have a look here. So what it's showing in this article, research, essentially, it's not an article, it's actually a research paper, is that let's take polyphenols like apple peel, for example. This polyphenol is helping grow lactobacillus and bifidobacterium. Another one, blueberry extract. So blueberries helps increase the diversity of gut microbes, and it lists a few different species here. Curcumin, so from turmeric, that helps increase acromantia, which is very beneficial in regulating a healthy gut lining. EGCG, which is from green tea, so green tea extract, that helps with that decreasing firmicutes, so some of your inflammatory bacteria, and increasing those bacteroides. So it lists a whole heap of peanut skin. What else is there? Purple sweet potato. Then that's how polyphenols are working. So when we're talking about food antioxidants, there's a few key groups here. There's those polyphenols that I just listed. So that's working on your lactobacillus, your bifidobacterium, your acromantia, and then it's decreasing your parabacteroides, your clostridium, these really inflammatory bacteria. Like I said, if you've run a GR map, for all my women out there who have done the stool testing, this will make sense to you, because if you look at those species that are listed, you will understand that, oh, these are the good ones that Sheridan's talking about, and they're the ones that are usually low and that I need to pull up into range, and these are the inflammatory ones she's talking about, and they're the ones I want to decrease because they're causing my bloating, constipation, loose stools, skin issues, immune issues, everything else. So we've got polyphenols, we've got, I'm going to say it wrong again, carotenoids, we've got vitamin C, selenium, zinc, vitamin E. These are all antioxidants in the diet. So there are a lot of different antioxidants. The thing that I like about antioxidants, like I said, is that a diet rich in prebiotics, probiotics, and antioxidants is better than one thing. So if you're taking probiotics and you're like, well, I'm boosting the beneficial gut bacteria anyway, I don't actually need to worry about the other stuff, throw that shit out the window. That is not true, okay? Most people are taking a probiotic and a prebiotic. So the prebiotic is food for the bacteria. The probiotic is the bacteria. Together, they are stronger than doing one or the other. Now, if you add antioxidants into that mix as well, all of a sudden you've got a triple whammy here, okay? So you are not only fighting inflammation, you're putting in bacteria and you're feeding the bacteria as well, the good bacteria. So it's a very beneficial mix. So this is why I recommend antioxidants, because they actually contain a lot of these prebiotic fibers, but then you also have your own bacteria species, or if you've going through a rebuild or repair process, you're probably taking probiotics to help re-inoculate that gut lining, especially if you've taken medication or antibiotics already. And then you add in your antioxidants as well. So that's our sort of third kicker that we want to add in. So good sources of specific antioxidants. I'm going to read off a few for you guys. So you can get things with your sulfur compounds, like your leeks, onion, garlic. So note here, a lot of these are high in FODMAPs. Not all of them, but a lot of them are, because your high in FODMAP foods are the ones that are feeding the bacteria. So in a severe SIBO case or a severe gut, dysbiosis, that's what I'm looking for. In a severe gut dysbiosis case, this may not be appropriate until a couple months into your healing. Most women, as they're leaving my 6-month program, they are eating these foods again, but on entering my program, they are not eating a lot of these foods because they are the ones contributing to your gut symptoms, and we're trying to calm the gut first so that we can rebuild and restore and add these foods back in, and that takes time. So that is why I work in a 6-month time frame, because I want you to get results. This is not a quick fix. So let's go back. So with that little disclaimer going, they may not be appropriate for you right now, but you can definitely add them in as you go, or as you've done that rebuild or repair work, you're going to pull these foods back into your diet anyway. So stuff like copper is really good from your seafood, your lean meat, your milks, your nuts, your beta carotene, so your pumpkin, mangoes, apricots, carrots, spinach, parsley. What are some other ones that people will know? Your flavonoids, so your tea, your green tea, your citrus fruits, your red wines, your onion, your apples, they're beneficial antioxidants. And like I said, a lot of people know red wine and dark chocolate. They're kind of their two big ones there. There's a heap of different ones here. Your cruciferous veggies contain I-N-D-O-L-E-S, inodols. Inodols, they're very beneficial. What else? Your polyphenols, like we chatted about, which comes from a lot of your herbs, and the dark colour in your fruits and veggies, so like pomegranates, blueberries, cacao, those things. Your selenium is a really beneficial one. So your selenium works by increasing, like I said, some of these beneficial bacteria, but also decreasing diarrhea, clostridium, and ruminococcus, which is something you will also see on your GI map, but it improves that Acamansia, healthy beneficial species as well. So your selenium you can get from foods like your seafood, your offal, so like your beef liver, your lean meat, your whole grains. Your vitamin A is a big one, so your liver, your sweet potatoes, your carrots, your milk, your egg yolks is huge. Your vitamin C, so your oranges, your kiwi, mangoes, broccoli, spinach, that kind of stuff is really helpful. Your vitamin E, so avocados, nuts, seeds, whole grains. Your zinc, so seafood, lean meat, milk, nuts. So all of these are antioxidants, which are then coming from those foods, which are then going to promote good bacteria and fight inflammatory bacteria. This is why we need a nutrient-rich diet, okay? Because it's going to feed those bacteria species, it's going to fight inflammation, and it's going to help protect your gut lining. So overall, it's going to be very beneficial outcome to include, you know, your fruits and veggies, your whole grains, your dairy, your meat in your diet when you're talking about gut healing. If you're unsure if you're eating enough antioxidants or eating enough vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, selenium, all these things, download the Chronometer app, okay? Download it, track what you're eating, even if it's just a day, even if it's just a meal to get an idea, track it, have a look at it, and then you'll actually get an idea of how much, let's say, zinc you're eating in a day. So I'll do that at the end of the day. I'll hit the report button, I'll have a look at that, and then I'll be like, oh, okay, I actually totally underate zinc today. That's probably, I need to be more mindful of that. Or I'm hitting my zinc nearly every day. Amazing. Iron is a big one to track just for general health for women as well, to make sure they're getting enough iron in, because we're obviously having that iron loss. So I feel like that was a lot of information today, breaking down antioxidants, how pre and probiotics work, but also why we need this extra source of anti-inflammatory healing on top of it. So it does come down to how well your digestion is working. And that's what I always say to people. I'm like, okay, these foods are really healthy. Please track to make sure you're eating enough of them so you're doing the right thing. But if you're not tolerating healthy foods and they're making you bloated and inflamed, then you need to look for the root cause. And that's where the root cause program comes in with the women I work with, because we want to understand, why is your body reacting to healthy food? That is not a normal reaction. Have you taken birth control, medication, antibiotics, things that are going to impact that gut lining and that gut health, and also may be leading to your autoimmune conditions? So if that's something you're interested in the notes there is, or in the links from today's show, you can join my Gut Health Solutions Facebook group, where I post a lot of information. You can book a free health chat with me. So if you ever want to get some one-on-one help, we can jump on the phone for a quick call and brainstorm how to overcome your bloating, fatigue, and heal your hormones. The link is in the show notes. Otherwise, reach out on Instagram. I love hearing from you, and please leave a review and rate the show for me. It helps get the word out there of how to heal women's gut and hormone health.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Empowered Hormone Podcast. If you know a female who needs some empowerment, please forward, repost, tag, or share, and let's get women talking.